Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan. You know this already because I just said I was. Okay, that's probably not funny. Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to get right in to episode 5. Now, through all these episodes, I've been telling you about the financial strain. And we're still in it. Now we're in May. It's the beginning of May, still, right after the CD release party. And this financial strain, I'm finding out how stress manifests itself in me. When I start to worry about finances, I don't sleep. I don't show it on the outward. In other words, outwardly, it doesn't look like I'm worried. It doesn't look like anything's bothering me. So on the outward appearance, you wouldn't know. But the way stress for finances manifests with me, I don't sleep. So I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning, going to bed at 10, going to bed at 9. I'm up at 2 a.m., up at 3 a.m. And so I just get up and come to work. Weeks of doing that, I'm tired. I start to get irritable because I ain't getting no sleep. About a month or so of this, so as this is going on, around June, July, I guess, I come in one morning because I sleep and I said, okay, God, I have crazy faith. And I'm realizing this. I have some crazy faith, and I do. I don't have a problem calling out for vehicles. And remember, I called out a van in faith over the air. We received that. I call out for healings, got that. God replaced my knee, fixed it. Or moved it up to where they put the cushion back in. I don't know, however you want to do it. It was a miracle. I mean, at 9 years old, 9 or 10, can't remember, I'm driving to church. I'm not driving to church. My mom's driving to church. And I remember I'm in the back seat. And I said, Mom, I want some firecrackers. She said, you ain't getting no firecrackers. I said, well, I'll ask God for some. She said, that's the only way you're going to get some if God gives them to you. I said, okay. I said, well, I'll tell God I want some firecrackers. Well, when we got to church, there was a teenager who gave me a bag of firecrackers. My mom just shook her head. She couldn't believe it. So I've always had that crazy faith, except for when it came to the finances. And I'm like, okay, God, why do I have crazy faith for everything else except for finances? When it comes to the finances, I can't get past it. There's a stumbling block or something. What is it about the finances that I can't have crazy faith like everything else that I have crazy faith about? The Bible says faith, if you have it the size of a grain of a mustard seed. There has to be something. There has to be something. Now, let me tell you something, folks. When you decide to get honest with God in some areas, be ready. Because He's going to show you the truth. He's going to show you the truth. I didn't realize that it stemmed from way back when. Two things. You heard me, if you listen to episode, I don't know, the first season. I forget what episode it was. I wanted to be a lead guitar player in Nashville in a studio. I wanted to be a studio session player, lead guitar. That's what I wanted to be. That was my dream growing up. Now, when I started to get good enough to play and all that stuff, I should have took music lessons to learn to read music, but I didn't. But then when it came to trying to do music for a living, I was always told, you got to get a real job. by everyone I was around and my family. But that's what burned in me. I always had the desire to play and do it for a living. I didn't have delusions of grandeur. I just wanted to play music for a living at that point. But I was always being told, you got to get a real job. And the family frowned upon it. And I'm going to tell you right now, nobody took up for me. There was nobody to encourage me to say, hey, is that what you want to do? Go do it. There wasn't. And every time I run across an artist that their parents are supporting them and doing it the right way. I mean, not selling off everything they got for their kid, but I'm just saying they're, you know, within reason doing it. I applaud them. If any of my children would have wanted to follow a musical path, I'm telling you, I would have been their biggest supporter. And I would have done everything I could have to make sure, give them every chance they had to succeed on whatever level they wanted to. That was the first part right there. See, I couldn't make a living playing music. I was once told by a family member that I would never be good enough to play for a living. I'd only be good enough to play the backyard at the barbecues. I could only be good enough to play the backyard barbecues. That drove me even more. Fast forward to getting back into church. Fast forward to starting this radio station. Started this radio station on nothing but a lump of faith. I didn't know. I've never ran a business before. I didn't know you're supposed to have 3 years of capital saved up. All I knew is that my wife was in agreement with me, and she was going to work her job, and this was going to be the ministry, and she was on board. Now, she's seen me do the music thing when nobody gave me a chance, and she weathered that storm. So she knew that being God was in this, and God had repaired and restored our marriage. I guess she felt okay about this. And she knew. But there came a point in time where I was told to put this on hold and go pump gas. I was told that I was lower than an infidel because I wasn't providing for my family. I wasn't providing for my wife correctly. Well, first of all, if you're not married to my wife, how do you know I'm not providing correctly if we're building something together? I mean, that's a judgment call. So here we go again. See, the radio is part of music. I wanted to do music for a living way back when, and I was told I was never good enough. I was told to get a real job, and I couldn't do it as a living, and I had to buck up and go against the grain, and I did it. Here we are, all these years later, and we're doing it. I'm told to go put it on hold, go pump gas, basically told not to do it. And again, I got family members that don't stand up for me. And that's why I can't believe in financial situations. It happened twice. And that's what God showed me. That's why I stumble on the finances. But I can't blame those folks. And I don't blame those folks. I blame me. Because I can't let that be a stumbling block for me. Now that it's been identified, is there hurt there? Yes. There is hurt there. And I'll get over that. God will help me get over that. But I'm telling you, since he showed me that, the finances have came in from different areas and different places. Now, we're not back to meeting overhead and being ahead in the black, we're not there. But I believe we will be. Because I can tell you this, we're not to where we started when the house was in foreclosure and the vehicles were getting repossessed, no. Oh, we're still behind the power curve. We're not bringing in what was coming in. But we have a home that we're not behind on, and we're still driving some vehicles. We're not going without meals. And every time we needed something, God has provided. He is the provider, and I give Him glory for that. You know, right now we're trying to raise money for our royalties. We need $2,000. We got $900 raised. They had retroed the royalties for the following year, for a previous year. Well, for this year, 2021, God made a way for those to get paid. We didn't have it on hand, but He made a way for it. I haven't had a sleepless night about the finances since then, because I am not going to let that be the stumbling block. I'm going to get some crazy faith over my finances. I'm not worried about how they're going to come in. And what's done is done. I can't control it. It's already done. It's time for me to go on. But like I said, God will identify. He will let you know. If you really want to know, He'll tell you. If you want to get honest with Him, He'll show you. And He did. So all I had to do was work on what I need to work on and trust in Him. And we're good to go. I believe there's some big things going to happen before He comes back with HLE Radio and Hunter Logan. I truly believe that. As I keep my heart right and I stay prepared and be ready for whatever He wants to do. I'm excited about what's getting ready to happen. I am. I really am. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited. Almost like a kid waiting for Christmas. I'm going to leave it right there for now. Check me out, hunterlogan.org. Check me out on Troy Social, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Always Duke 28-2.